You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here in studio with the artist Jay Ortiz.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on, man? I'm in the building. What's up, Jesse?
You got a little dance break at the
y'all beginning. Y'all playing a Will Smith because you know I'm from Philly. I like it. Whoever did that, I like it.
Oh, you see, we got him.
I like
I'm just proud that you said Will Smith, but it's not Will Smith.
Well, you know what?
It's the sample.
Exactly. They took it from. I apologize.
Do you know who it was sampled from? I'm going to have to change the theme song because if I ask this question one more damn time, person has gotten it. And it was only because he worked with them.
Nah.
The Whisperers.
Bro, I'm so young. I know who they are, though, just because my step-pop, he put me on, like, you know, old stuff, jazz and like, music, soul music like that. But, nah, bro, I ain't listening to Whisperers probably. I'm 22. I probably ain't listened to them since I was, like, two.
There you go. All right. Well, so before we get into your music and whatnot, we always do trending topics at the beginning. Today, we only have one topic. And then, because we have a premiere, world premiere video for y'all, and I'm really excited about that. But the first topic is Nicki Minaj. Her new song, Anaconda, leaked today, actually.
Dying.
It didn't fully come out, so I'm not going to play it because I just feel like, as an artist, we're going to play the ish that they want us to represent. So we ain't going to play it. Respectful. I don't know how I feel about it because it sounds a little crazy. It samples Baby Got Back. It's like, my anaconda don't. My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't want none unless you got. And so, whatever, but it's, I don't know. I love you, Nicki. But.
Nicki, I got a funny story that we're going to talk about.
No, tell me about your story.
With Nicki?
Yeah.
It was the funniest. It's like, it kind of was the biggest motivation. She probably won't even remember me, but it was January this year. We was at the Grammy after party, Meek Mill John, and I was in the VIP or whatever. I think it's Nicki, it's Birdman, it's Diddy. And then it's the Dream Chasers. And everybody is chilling. I mean, like, everybody. I'm talking to everybody. Lil Durk, everybody. Everybody just real cool, though. And I walk up to Nicki, like, because I was like, I ain't never seen Nicki in my life. I was like, I'm going to just get a pic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still a fan. Like,
right.
I'm
it's
an artist.
Nicki
but
Minaj.
I'm a fan. That's Nicki Minaj, right? She hit me with I was like, I asked her on some nice stuff. Can I take a pic, you know? Or just on some casual. She was like, she looked at me, bro, like, no. I was like, I at the end of the day, I didn't feel no type of way because, I mean, at the end of the day, you never know what she's going through, anything right. like that. So I was like, it's cool, but I was like, guarantee you, bro, I'm going hard. So within this next year.
You're going to get your picture with you and
but
Nicki?
I ain't even going to have to ask for it. You feel me? Like, I ain't even going to, it's going to be like, yeah. Like, so I was like, that was the biggest motivation, though, bro, because she played my life. Luckily, nobody was paying attention because everybody was drunk. But I'm telling you, bro, played my whole life.
Like, that's probably why she didn't want to take the picture, because she was drunk. She was like, I got that.
No, she was sitting there like,
I got that
bro,
drunk eye, that mixed Moscato eye.
She didn't do nothing that night. She had like four bodyguards sitting around her, and everybody else was just getting live. Diddy was live. He was hanging off the balcony. Nicki just sitting in her chair, bro, not interacting with nobody. I was like, that's kind of crazy, but... Like I said, when you Nicki, you can do whatever you want. So I respect it, man.
Well, and she did whatever she wants because she released this album cover or the single cover with her backside showing.
I love it.
I'm not going to lie. It's cute. You know, it's like I wish she did this instead of the original one she did with the lollipop where it was like everyone was like, oh, she's trying to be Lil' Kim.
Right.
Like this is a different way of giving what Lil' Kim gave to us, but it's. Fresh, it's your own.
Yeah, this is. I mean,
situation.
That's dope. Like that was like. At the end of the day, Kim don't got the backside. So when she showed that off, it's like you.
Well, she actually does now. Believe
Kim?
It or not, I don't know. Clearly, it's probably not real. But Either or. So Nicki releases this, right? And she gets a lot of hate because she's putting her ass. And, you know, the more I look at it deeper and deeper, I'm like, you know what? If I had a kid, like, I would think this was kind of inappropriate. So then Nicki on Instagram starts posting pictures of Sports Illustrated.
I've seen it.
That has
seen
these
it.
White girls with basically no ass. And they're in, like, literally, like, pussy lips are falling out of the bikinis.
Right.
So she's like, this is acceptable. This is acceptable. This is acceptable. But this isn't acceptable. Well, an unphotoshopped version of this came out too, and it's kind of like, well, girl, don't be talking about this is all, you know, if you want to support and, you know, prove, like, you know, a woman's body is, you know, big and voluptuous, it can be beautiful, then do the unphotoshopped one, because it didn't look that bad, it didn't look that much different. She looked her natural skin color, she didn't look this pale.
Right.
But so... out of all that, an open letter was sent to Nicki Minaj from, where did we get it from? From allhiphop.com.
Uh-oh.
The owner of allhiphop.com came out to write this. Dear Nicki Minaj, All Hip Hop has been historically uber supportive of the rapper Nicki Minaj. Back in the day, we had published an old image for some years ago. You remember the one of you licking a lollipop and evoking the now classic image of Lil' Kim and all of her crotchiness? Of course you remember your version of that image, because you asked us to take it down through a member of the team. To let us know that Nicki Minaj is no longer doing that. No longer promoting the ratchet image. Remember when Nicki Minaj wanted to clean her image up? So she had these websites removing that image. She said, but guess what? Not only do I run All Hip Hop, but I'm a father too. And for a moment there, I felt like I had briefly peered into the deepest recesses of Nicki Minaj's true inner self. A being that cares how ratchet shit affects my kid. And then I come to find the newest cover to Anaconda. So my question to you, Nicki, now the most popular current black female rapper starts overtly pushing her hypersexualized image again? Just my luck. How am I to try and raise a young girl to grow into something greater than the both of us? Is this the path that you want to lead impressionable kids down? So I venture that your average girl could strive to get a couple hundreds likes from her friends just because you posted a picture like this? I want you to ask yourself, Nicki, who is Nicki Minaj?
He was in his feelings a little bit. I mean, that was a dope and deep letter, but I'm just saying you could tell.
He thought of that.
Like,
I think he wouldn't have even had this conversation with Nicki Minaj if she had never reached out and said, you know what, pull that down. I don't want this image of me anymore, which I can respect. You know, an artist, like if Rihanna was to say, you know what, Rated R was a dark time for me, and I want to pull that material because I am not that person anymore. I can respect an artist for doing that, you know? That was me at that time, and now I want to pull that back, you know? We can re-release it, we can get into that, you know, another time, but that's not what I'm representing right now. But then to throw it back out there and not kind of, like, have a conversation about it, I don't know. How do you feel?
Honestly, I mean, as an artist, I just feel like, you know, you're going to take the most hits. Like, you're going to have the most criticism, so... I'm always going to agree with the artist. I'm going to be honest with you, just because I really hear the criticism all the time. But I do agree with the letter as well. I mean, he probably is feeling some type of way. I mean, you know, she really called him and said, or not her specifically, but, you know, she really reached out and said, take that down, because that's not what I represent. And for her to, you know, to come to this, he's probably looking at her as a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
so, I mean, I respect his opinion, but I'm saying at the end of the day, she's doing what's best for her album, her promotion, her career, you know? She's making the money. She's selling number one. She's still top of the chart. So her decisions right now are gold.
Well, it's interesting because another topic we were going to talk about today is this hypersexual world that we're in where, you know, females can only be number one if they're exploiting themselves. It's interesting to me because someone the other day had a conversation where they said, I feel like indie artists is clean music. If you do clean music, you're an indie artist. You're not going to get picked up. You know, they even have, I was like, well, look, like Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez. They're like, Selena Gomez is talking about slow down, like, and like grinding on people's genitals. Like, I was like, okay, you're right. And then I started thinking about, I'm like, literally, all these girls talk about is using their assets. Like Beyonce's whole album
was crazy,
and it was amazing, and it was.
No, I'm just talking about like you. I was getting to where you was getting. Like, yeah, but, that was rated M, like rated mature, like.
You know, so it's just kind of like with this, with Nicki, like, it makes sense. Anaconda, obviously, we know what we're going to talk about with the shot. But then you didn't have to come over here and show us the front side like he was working out. He was working out in a thong, girl. I can't. All right, so either
all right, that one right there, okay. Okay.
Do you feel women have to use sexuality in order to make it? Is that a true statement?
Honestly, like, I don't feel that should be the way, but as far as what I'm seeing, that's what it's looking like. I honestly don't feel it should be that way because, I mean, it's not the 70s and the 60s no more. You know, yeah, like, women are making more money than a lot of guys nowadays. So, I mean, I just don't feel like they should have to exploit themselves or do the most, as, like, I would say to keep it clean, just to become famous or, you know, just to make a lot of money, but... That's what it looks like, man. I mean, when you're on the outside looking in, it definitely looks like that.
And Nicki's on the new track with Jesse J and Ariana Grande, Bang Bang. Have you heard that one yet?
I haven't.
You haven't?
I was gonna
play it today. I was gonna put it in the six mix, but I was like, everyone's gonna hear that fucking song, so I'm not gonna fucking promote it, even though it's a great song. You know, I mean, I'm a big Jesse J fan, yeah. Not because she got my name, but just because she can sing. But then Ariana's on the track and she's talking about being a bad girl and you need someone who can ride it. And I'm like, Ariana Grande, like, no. What? I do not want to vision Ariana Grande giving a blowjob. Like, she's 12. And she's probably not. She's probably 20-something years old. Like, but you dress like a 12-year-old.
I dig it. I mean,
I don't approve of that.
I'm a young guy, so I mean, Ariana Grande.
She can holler at you. You know, you guys can do whatever you guys want to do in a club. I don't want to hear about it in a song talking about jizzing and all that. Like, no.
I mean, hey, like, she grown, man. Like I said, I'm always agreeing with the artist. Right, mm-hmm. What you want, right?
Motherfuckers think they too grown. All right, let's get into this. So, Love of My Life, Lyrica Anderson, friend here at The Beat. She dropped her new video featuring Kevin Gates for Feening, and I'm super excited to show it today. It launched today. It's Feening. Make sure you guys check it out. Let's take a clip. Have you heard her?
Tell me why you acting like a fool. It's the nasty things you do that send me through the roof. Tell me why I'm sitting here needing you. This shit here overdue. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Tell me why you had to go this far, this far.
Lyrica Anderson featuring Kevin Gates, Feenin. How you feeling?
I like that. I like her.
She's epic. She's amazing. This girl can sing. She's bringing real music back. She's bringing the 90s back.
Yeah. That gave me a little Aaliyah type feel or something.
Oh,
it was like a West Coast Aaliyah feel. Yeah. Like, I'm just the video itself. Maybe not the exact song, but that whole riding a little drop top and meeting a guy. What was that? The little alleyway.
Yep.
That was dope.
She has an album, King Me 2. Totally recommend. It's on iTunes.
Okay.
Go purchase that. Every song has that kind of a feel to
it. She's from out here, right?
And she delivers. Yeah.
Yeah, like I've been learning about a lot of West Coast people, man. Shout out to the West Coast, man.
Yeah, there's some great music out there. Honestly, when I came over here, everyone was like, why didn't you just start getting, you know, out there and DJing and all that? And I was like, I don't know the West Coast like that. I've grown up on the East Coast. So when I first moved out here and I started DJing, it was a lot of camera, you know what I mean? Like, we was dip setting it. Oh, motherfuckers are like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
So I had to, you know, I'm becoming accustomed to the sound of the West Coast. All right, but this next group, this isn't anybody new or anything. I just came across them. They're called Naturally 7. Have you ever heard of them?
I have. You're on it.
Oh, well, wait until you, I'm about to put you onto a whole bunch of shit.
You're on it, bro.
Naturally 7. These are 7 dudes they met, like, in a train station. And they do complete harmonies. There's no instruments. So this is a clip of them backstage.
Boyz II Men.
Kind of a Boyz II Men-esque. But no instruments whatsoever when they perform and go on tour. No instruments, like nothing. They are the instruments. And so they're backstage at the show. NDRE asked them to sing for her, and Eddie LaVert asked them to sing, and this is what happened.
Oh, that was in D.C. as well. It's my second home, man. Howard University.
Hey. Every sound is from their mouth. If you guys are listening on iTunes.
You were waiting for me. I see you everywhere. So tell me, what's your story? What can I say? I got points to score. Searching for notes. What can I play that you ain't heard before? Just to impress you. So that you're not aiming to me. Got to address you. It's a concern to me. And I say,
if you don't like what you see,
then tell me. Tell me what you want.
If you don't like what you see, let's change the venue.
Tell me what you need.
Look at Eddie LaVert's face.
He like, yo.
Hey, right there, yeah, Naturally that was, 7.
That was dope.
Yo, like, they go on tour. That's crazy. They perform as Jodeci. Like, they do all Jodeci numbers. Like, it's crazy. They are, I don't know how these motherfuckers ain't famous. Like,
I mean, they gonna be, you showing them, you know what I mean?
We gonna do something. I want them in here. I want them to sing me a damn song.
You know, that's crazy.
All right, so the reason I found them is because, did you ever watch X Factor?
I've seen it.
So
I've
you heard it. A group called Fifth Harmony?
I have.
So Fifth Harmony was these girls who auditioned for X Factor, and Simon, they didn't get through, but Simon liked the girls so much, he was like, you guys can go through if you guys perform in this group. So he put this group together. And the girls actually harmonized really well with each other. I think they switched the name like 3 or 4 times. Finally, it's Fifth Harmony. They have an album that's about to come out, and they release this song called We Know, and I want to see if you can guess who the sample is.
Gotcha. You testing my music.
Same
as in the just a different name. Same words, same left. Yes, that's just your game. You gotta hurt the same way, got at me. You show me everything I need to see. Well, even though you're so damn fine.
Here comes the sample.
I won't believe a thing you sing this time. All the mother girls told me how you play a game. Yeah, we know all about you. I know it probably worked for you last time. But the mother girls told me how you play a game. Yeah, we know all about you.
Fifth Harmony.
Yeah, no, they had good look. I like that.
We Know. Got that Tupac sample in there.
Yeah, that was dope.
I just want these girls to go so far. I, like, have been obsessing over them this past week.
You got me obsessing over them. That's why I was
because
like...
Because this performance, I was just like, I see what they're going to do. They could really be the next Spice Girls.
I mean, Danity Kane tried it, but they
tried
can make it happen.
I mean, the way these bitches dance...
Uh-oh.
They hit it. All right, but let's get into you, sir, Jay Ortiz.
Uh-oh.
And your music. But before we do, before we put that picture up, we don't put that picture up, let's play the video off of your single called Fuck What They Talking About.
Yeah, it's called Fuck They Talking About. I got a mixtape coming out. It's called Unfair Exchange. We getting ready to drop that before the summer's over. You know, Fuck They Talking About. I mean, it's a lot of people that really, you know, I came up from Philly, so it's a lot of people that always told me what I couldn't do. As you see, you're going to hear the hook. I always told them I'm going to do what the fuck I want. And I mean, whatever you say, as long as I know I'm doing what I want, fuck they talking about. You know what I mean? Like, simple as that.
Let's take a look.
It's a rap. It's 205 in the building. You know that gun.
Fuck they talking about, nigga. Fuck they talking about. Fuck they talking about, nigga. Fuck they talking about.
Always with the baddest bitch. Fuck they talking about. Always in the newest whip. Fuck they talking about. Always smoke the loudest pack. Fuck they talking about. In my pockets only racks. Fuck they talking about. Fuck they talking about, nigga. Fuck they talking about. I'm always on the scene. Fuck they talking about. I'm always riding clean. Fuck they talking about. Bet your life my bitch lean. Fuck they talking about. Rotting in some shit that make you say what the fuck. Earnest shit, lil' nigga, no such thing as luck. See the big picture, fuck a quick buck. Search my wool up on your phone, beep, this that Bentley truck. You getting mad just doing what I'm supposed to do. Made it out of my hood, one of the only few. Got some shit boiling, cooking up like stew. Gonna leave a lot of niggas sick, germs spread the flu. Young nigga, not even in my
prime. JRT's fuck. They talking about
fuck they talking about. All right,
so from Philly,
Philadelphia, born and raised.
Playground, that where you spent most of your days?
I did. I can't even lie. Like, I definitely did. Shout out to Will, man.
Nick. All right, so you're an independent artist. You're now signed. Or with the management?
Yeah, I'm with management. Not signed yet. We're not doing the deals yet.
We're not there. Why is that? That you were kind of talking to me about this being an independent artist and why you were thankful that you went that route versus, you know, trying to go the mainstream route.
Well, you know, I originally started rapping and like I've been rapping and writing for a long time, but I really started going hard in college. And, you know, back then, if you just come out of nowhere and rap, nobody about to listen to you. So I figured, well, I'm going to just go manage myself. And like I said, I was blessed to be able to think like that and had that confidence. And I'm glad I did it because now I know the ins and outs of the game.
What would you say was the biggest learning lesson for you within the industry?
That 99.9 of these effers are bullshitters.
Why? What were some of the things? Give us like an example of something that you would commonly bump into in this industry that you would have to learn. Like, okay, I need to watch out for this. This seems to be a big game in the industry.
If somebody offer you a deal, the first time they speak to you, it's nice bullshit.
Yeah,
it's bullshit. Like,
why would people do stuff like that?
I mean, well, I had this song. It's funny because this is what got me to like really record everything hard. But I had a song back in college. I went to Howard University, and I had a song. It was called Cook Cook Swag, right? It was a dance song, so I had a dance to it. It went pretty much viral. It was all over Philly. It started stretching over the world because we had about like 70,000 hits on Worldstar. We went on Worldstar, and then my college supported it. And, you know, my college got everybody from all over the world there, so they just started branching out. And, I mean, I was getting everybody from Philly. If you was a manager in Philly, you was calling me. Like, you was finding me on Twitter. You was finding me. You were just finding a way to get to me. I wanted to, I had people tell me they were going to, they're getting assigned. I had people tell me they're going to pay for me to do all my videos. I had people tell me, like, I mean, just all a bunch of nonsense. Like, a bunch of shit that never happened.
Did you allow that to fill your head up, or?
No, because if I would have let it fill my head up, then I would be stagnant. I'll probably still be in Philly waiting on this deal. Like, I was the type of guy where, I mean, you could tell me, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this for you, but I let you talk your game, and then I let you prove it, too. So, like, I don't ask you to oh, can we get this deal? I let you say what you going to say, and then if you never bring it back up again, bam. Like, and I mean, that happens pretty much 99.9% of the time.
So, fuck what they talking about. Obviously, I'm sure it stemmed off of some of these incidences.
Yeah, man. I mean, to be honest, I had a lot going on at one point. When I graduated school, I just felt like I really overcame so much. My senior year is when I wrote this song. And I mean, like, I was going through I had ex problems. I had problems in, like, just trying to graduate, money problems, I was feeling stagnant. Like, I was going through a lot, like, in my head. And to the regular person, they wasn't going through a lot. But I was like, you mean, I was just writing about a lot. I had so many people criticizing me. And it was crazy because I just felt like I was doing so much positive, but nobody really cared about that. Mm-hmm. So I just was like,
why did you want to stay in school?
Honestly, nobody in my bloodline ever had a degree. So I figured I'd be the first one.
Did you feel like that was going to affect your music? Like, was the industry something? Well, but did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know. Hell no, I didn't know.
Before, did you think it would kind of hold back? Because I know a lot of people, you know, in the entertainment industry feel, I mean, because I dropped out of college to be a stand-up comedian. You know, in
you're
my
funny, so shit.
In my mind, like, I was boy, that was the dumbest thing I could ever.
Hey, look,
like that. Every time I say that story back, I'm like, but you know, I mean, it's a life lesson that everyone, you know, right, goes through. But there was a time where I thought to myself, like, I can't balance school and really balance a career as an artist. What? Did you have that struggle, or music wasn't that?
No. Music. Music became, like, when I first went to college, music wasn't the biggest thing in my life. It was just like, oh my God, I'm in college.
You went to school for what?
I went to school for broadcast journalism. I did radio. So I was Jesse J of Howard University.
Boop.
You know, 106 in Howard. Shout out to my co-host, Kate Cruz, man. She's doing her thing over there. But I went there to do that. I was trying to be a sports analyst or something. I was just trying to, whatever it took, right? Because I did radio. I was really good at talking to people. That was like my best thing. So, you know, when I got there, I realized that, you know, I went viral in a matter of days. I never rapped. I never recorded a song before the first song I did. Like, that one that went on Worldstar, I always wrote rhymes. I've mm-hmm. always written rhymes. Like, that's why when I started writing again, natural. But I never recorded anything before that song. And that song had, I think I had, like, nobody knows I rap. Just off of people that I knew, I had, like, 20,000 hits on YouTube in, like, a week. And then we went to Worldstar and we did, like, 70,000. And then, and that's light numbers. But when you never did any type of music, like, it was big. And I'm just mm-hmm. like, that happened because I was in college. If I didn't go to Howard University and they didn't all talk about it, like, I was in Philly. I was trending over Drake and Bruno Mars on Twitter.
Really?
And I never even rapped before.
So you look like the Bobby Shmurda of Philly.
We was killing it. me and my man Zach, my man Tay, we was doing a lot, man. Like I said, they still doing their thing. They out in D.C. But, yeah, I just felt like, school, it was a foundation, it was a platform, but it also allowed me to like, I'm so glad for it because it also allowed me to have the heart to do this, man.
So
to
now,
come out here.
Moving to L.A., what do you want L.A. to do for your music? What is it about, I mean, in my cases, you have to be in L.A. to, if you want to become anything in this business, you need to be here in L.A. But what, for coming from the East Coast, what did you expect and what do you want LA to add to your music? Whether
honestly,
it's lyrically, marketing wise, or you know.
Honestly, LA is gonna help my music in every way, shape, or form. I was telling you earlier, me and you was having a little heart to heart. I was telling you about I've been only here for 90 days. I've been sleeping in a rental car at one point, and I moved into a penthouse on Hollywood and Highland at one point. So like this is all in 90 days. So my lyrics, I got a story to tell. Simple as that. LA has done it for me. As far as marketability, come on, we both know this, man. If you wanna really make it, if you serious about your craft, I mean, why wouldn't you put yourself around the best competition? Mm. You know what I mean? So I looked at it like, I'm 22, I got a degree, I don't have no girl, I don't have no kids, I don't got nothing.
I don't have no
excuses. What am I waiting for? So I picked up and I was out here Grammy weekend. And I met a guy who just was like, you need to be out here. He talked something into my head. And I mean, he just said, if you really want this, like, because everybody say they want it. But, like, nobody do it. I was supposed to move out here with a couple people. So far, I'm the only one here. Mm. So, like, when I tell you, like, you got to really, like, I learned in life, it's just all, life is about action. It's about action. So L.A. is going to help me in all ways, shape, or form, bro. Like, I just think that with my East Coast hustler mentality, L.A. not ready for me, man. They not ready for me yet. It's crazy.
It's going to be the year of Ortiz.
Yes, Jay Ortiz. I mean, it's just a name to remember. I'm letting y'all know. It's not Joel Ortiz. It's not somebody else. I heard it was another name out there with the Ortiz. It's my real last name, so I'm not going to change it. I'm as original as I could be. I'm just out here, man. Like I said, we came from the struggle. Like, we here.
With your new album that you're going to be dropping, when can we expect that?
Honestly, I wanted to do it before the summer's over. The summer's over in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So to be honest, it's definitely going to be out within the next 8 weeks. But I just really wanted it to be out before the summer because my birthday's on the 31st.
Oh, so you're trying to turn up.
Yeah, I think that'd just be like epic.
And what's the name?
It's going to be Unfair Exchange.
Unfair Exchange.
Unfair Exchange. And the reason it's called Unfair Exchange is because it's too hot and I'm giving it out for free. Simple as that. Simple as that.
And everyone can go get this album at jortizlive.com.
Yes, sir. You can see my music, my pictures, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. jortizlive.com. That you can keep up with the kid. It's hard to keep up with the kid.
It is hard. And I got to say this, though. Out of a lot of independent artists that come in, for someone, your website, because I can't stand sometimes when these artists come in and I'd be like, okay, I need some damn info. They'd be giving me these websites that I'd be trying to like navigate through. All your shit was right. I was like, yes, this is what can, okay.
Bro,
Howard University did something for this boy because he done put that together.
Well, I was 2 years ago. I was searching up. I kind of did it of, I wanted to make it research friendly. I wanted to make it easier because at the end of the day, if you don't know my name, because I'm a realist, so I know that there's people out there that know my name, but I'm, like I said, I'm also a realist. Like, I know there's people that don't know me. So I want you to, if you checking out jortizlive.com, I don't want you to be going through all of the bullshit. I just need you to, this is JRT.
Here's my music.
Here, that's it. Like, you need to know that first, because if I feel like I'm an interesting person. Mm-hmm. So if you like the beginning stuff, Then you could search and do all the other shit. But I got to get the stuff out in front of you that you really need to hear and that you really need to see.
And y'all need to go see that at jortizlive.com.
Yes, man. I did the website myself. Me and my mom is like, wow, a partner of mine. She really just, my mom is like the biggest supporter I could ever have. So, I mean, it's whether I'm doing school, whether I'm doing music, whether I'm acting, she don't care what I do. As long as I'm doing something, she's just a proud woman and she'll help me with whatever I got to do, so. I like doing that kind of stuff rather than paying people to do it.
How'd your mom feel about you moving out here?
I kind of picked up and told her one day. It kind of just sprung it upon her.
My baby leaving me.
Yeah, she. I'm gonna be honest, bro. When she came out here with me, but when I had to take her to the plane, worst feeling of my life. Oh. The worst feeling of my life, bro. Like, I mean, I had the feeling of the butterflies in my stomach. Like, my mom was crying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the worst feeling ever, bro. And I haven't seen her since, so I'm definitely going to get back to Philly real soon. I miss the whole city, like, bad, you know?
He coming home, mama. All
right. Now, I just admitted I was a mama's boy on live camera. It's all good.
Hey, trust me. I talk to her every day.
Every
that
day.
That bitch listening right now.
Every
Love you,
day.
Mama.
Every day.
All right, let's get into the six mix. Six songs that dropped this week that y'all need to go out and purchase. The first song is by this artist, Quest. Never heard of him before. Mm-hmm. I'm really into him. The song's called Automatic. Check it out. Look, no compare me to these new niggas. Please don't compare me to these new niggas. I am not him nor he. I will J4 these clowns till I'm through with ya. A story of a youngie from the bottom. Never had shit, a brother struggle for a dollar. Back when I was 7, thought that I would be a scholar. Maybe school would be a way to get away from all the drama. Had to be a rapper. Barely finished school, I just wasn't in a mood, no matter. Mama life, fuck it. Fussing over money, pay the bill to get your lazy ass out, no fronting. You ain't saying nothing. I just started packing, I was out the door before she could have stopped and said something. Man, I was bugging. But when you're 17 and your father ain't around, you just can't control nothing. I was trying to be a man. Competition winning, fatal winning. How the hell I win it? Blue 11 grand. Fucking up the stamp. 6 months later, begging till my mama let me come back for the fan, man. I done seen it.
Oh. Quest, that shit
automatic.
Was hot, though.
And it just goes even.
I felt like he was about to go in, right? I'm like, yeah.
So definitely make sure you check that out. Quest Automatic.
I'm going to check that one out. I like that one. Quest Automatic.
Now the next one, Cleo Thomas.
Who? I know that name.
He was in the movie Holes. He was the actor.
I know. All right. He had a little pool party like last week or something.
Yeah, he's like one of those LA rapper boys. Okay. All right, so here's the thing. The song's actually kind of catchy, but I'm just kind of like, how you out in these streets calling yourself a side man?
Uh-oh.
Don't catch feelings.
You said it, not me.
You know, like, I don't know how you can take it. I don't know. Well, let's just listen. Maybe y'all think I'm gonna be honest.
I mean, not to brag about being a side nigga, but sometimes, bro, when, like, you live a busy lifestyle, you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, that's clearly what the song is talking about.
I feel you, Cleo.
I have too many female friends
I feel
to
you,
allow
Cleo.
That to happen. So, you know, go ahead. Let's take a listen. I'ma be a side nigga. Look,
follow the protocol. Someone asks about you, act like I don't know you at all. Same for me, partner is plain to see. You making love to her, but she just wanna be a freak. He be talking like he don't even care who she talk to. And when he acting up, that's when I fall through. I get the news, I'm on the way. About to eat her up, like it in the plate. Season vet when it comes to this shit.
Cleo Thomas, don't catch feelings.
I might download that joint too. Cause to be honest, when I didn't even know he was rapping. I just thought like, all right, he was in holes, so like he can still have parties and like. But if he rapping, that's hot.
Oh yeah, no, he's still doing it.
That's dope.
I mean, the beat is by Apollo G. Sounds very rip off of DJ Mustard a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, it's 2014, and that's the sound.
The Mustard sound. He really took over the game right now.
He really did.
That's wild.
And. Like I said, I mean, it's catchy. It has, like, that nice little beat. I would spin this.
Yeah.
But the question for me more is, really? Like, we just talking about that? And I guess I'm really looking at it just because my friend is in a situation where she has one. And I'm just looking at him like, you don't feel stupid?
To be honest, it's like, why? If you're the side nigga, you shouldn't feel stupid. I think the main nigga should feel stupid because, like,
I mean, I just feel like everyone in that mess should feel stupid.
Yeah, I know, I dig it, but like sometimes I'm not attesting that this is what you should do. But I mean, I'm a realist, so if you working all the crazy and you know you getting a little money now, you young.
We're in LA. Find you a thought, a single thought.
I mean, but most of the time when you a side nigga, she coming
to
you.
The booth is clapping for me. most you ain't going to win. All black girls are going to be coming up and they're going to be like, who is this Joe Ortiz?
I dig it because I don't condone like, you know, taking somebody girl. But if she come at you, like, I feel like.
You know, you busy. You know, I couldn't pay attention. I was working on you.
You know.
All right. Next person we got is Sir Michael.
Yeah, new subject.
Sir Michael Rocks featuring Too Short and Chuck English.
Yeah, I like Chuck.
Yep. I support Chuck. Very
I like
heavy.
Chuck. I got to listen a little more of Sir Michael, though.
I'm
I like Chuck.
Totally into this song. It's called Ain't Nothing Like.
Ain't nothing like. Ain't nothing like. Ain't nothing like. Yeah. New pussy. Ain't nothing like. Ain't nothing like. Ain't nothing like new pussy. Ain't nothing like new pussy. Every other night I'm in a new city. Ain't nothing like new pussy. Money hoe, don't know what to do with it.
That's my old thought. I ran a tour wearing loafers with the no socks. Back around the bro spot. I asked her as a number the same. Cause your friend Kim hit me say she wanted to hang.
Sir Michael Rocks, Ain't Nothing Like. Dope song. Make sure you guys check that one out.
Yeah, that was.
He was into it?
You see me?
I was going to take you up
there. I was doing this. I'm like, all right. See, you giving me songs that I might have to go down a little. Because when you do music, bro, you just really just get into yourself. I got to stop doing that. But like, because I should just know my whole competition. But I listen to Big, and he always said, like, I listen to me, Junior Mafia. I might listen to C's. I might listen to Kim. And then I'm listening to Big. Like, that's how I be. I'm just like.
And most artists that come in here are like that. You know, and it's interesting to me. Because I feel like you can learn so much from other people. Because it's almost like...
You just don't want to sound like them, though, bro. If you don't listen to
them...
But
that's your mentality. I feel like that's your mentality that you have to change. If you feel like you're listening to someone, then you start doing something where you sound like them, there's no way you're going to sound exactly like somebody. Like, with Nicki Minaj, there are things that you can listen to how Nicki Minaj raps.
Right.
And you can pull pieces of that. And add it to your flavor and your sound. It's not going to sound like Nicki Minaj because Michael Jackson is Michael Jackson. Do you look at Michael Jackson and say, oh, he's a little bit of Elvis. You know, you don't go back to all that because he's created it in a sense of, I know who the fuck my competition is. Or not, he doesn't, I don't think he looked at it as competition. I know who the greats were before me.
Right.
I know the sound today. Now watch what I'm going to do with it. It always intrigues me that most artists, when they come in, I play these songs, they're like, oh, this is out right
this
now.
This shit was like, hot, bro. I'm going to keep it. Like I said, though, I'm definitely a main culprit of that. It's definitely, it has its beneficials, mm-hmm. and it has, you know, like, the negatives, but you're right, bro. That's when I'm going to just take the rap for it.
You're
going to
give me your iPod and I'll just hook
right.
you up.
Thank you. That's what I need. I might just download all of this shit. All
right, next we got Breonna Perry. She's a new one coming
this
out.
Is what
She's
I
been
really
around
need.
For a minute, but.
That's what I really need to pay attention to, the ladies out here, because I don't know who's singing, who rap. I don't know who's doing what. I really was in a box writing. Like, I'm just like, she looked nice too, so I'm pretty sure she could sing.
Well,
we'll see.
Yeah, let's see. Listen, it's a cool song. I like it. It's called.
It's funny. I said she could sing. He said, "Well,
I'm that bitch." I mean, I don't know because I haven't heard anything off of this in another song, and they aren't really
singing to
vocal.
It. Understood.
So here we go, Breonna Perry. But it's cool. I'm that bitch. Breonna Perry on that.
Dope. I mean, that was definitely dope. Like you said, it wasn't no vocals involved, but
it was dope.
Yeah, I that's definitely some shit you just gone. All right.
All right. Next, Azalea Banks, Heavy Metal and Reflective. Azalea Banks, I feel like personally, this is just a personal comment. I feel like she's going more towards the MIA route with this song.
So you just gave me, now I know what to expect.
Yeah, so let's take a listen.
Hey.
Fridgy froze kept, it's that fresh bitch. I be in that prissy stone set with that wet wrist. Flighty bitch, that prissy fool with that necklace. I be very freaky, tickle cherry, it's that best bitch. I be in the 750 header with that hex switch. I could spit that pussy bone, sex with the breakfast. I could break a nigga bone when I bet bitch. I be VIP.
Azalea Banks, Heavy Metal and Reflective.
Okay.
It's all right.
I see her.
I see where it's going. Definitely probably trying to get back into that Eastern European crowd.
It's funny because, like, I see Heavy Metal and Reflective. I got some. My next single is something like that, but it's not.
It's more heavy metal?
I would say it's not. I'm not going to say heavy metal. It's more like it's got a rock feel, but it's definitely rap. Like, the beat is definitely hip hop. It just got them type of. It seemed like somebody screaming in the background. It's crazy, though. It's called Young and Reckless.
When can we expect that one?
That's definitely dropping on my birthday. Like, no matter what. If I can't drop the mixtape, I'm definitely dropping that and the video. The video is going to be so dope. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, I don't know if y'all, but I write all my treatments and stuff. So I'm the one that, I mean, I don't shoot it and I don't edit it, but I think of it.
This is Jay Ortiz's products are fully Jay Ortiz's.
I create that. Like, that comes from my head. Like, I think that'll look nice. That I need that girl there. Like, I'm with that. Like, I feel like I need as much control as I possibly can. Because right now I'm not signed, so I should have as much control as possibly. Like,
before, because
You do, yeah, they try. I know the game. They taking it from you. So. Yep. So I'm doing everything me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm honing in on my skills. Young and Reckless is I like Fuck They Talking About, but Young and Reckless is crazy. That might be the best single on the whole tape. I don't even know if I want to drop it as a single because it's that hot. Like, I might have to save it for a surprise.
You're going to have to
it's
drop
really
it.
It's really hot. Yeah, I'm going to drop that.
But JOrtizLive.com.
Yeah. August 31st.
August 31st.
Yes, guaranteed.
All right. Final song. I'm obsessed with this song.
I love Kirko, though. Like, I love, well, I mean, he ain't really been doing too much lately, but I mean, when he was dropping everything, man, yeah, like, he was killing him. Especially out D.C., He was,
and I think he's about to come back, and I think this song is about to launch the two of them right now, because Trevor Jackson has kind of been this low-key player in the industry,
right.
And I think this is the song. He just had this song with Diggy, so now he's going to release this song. It's called Me Likey Obsessed. Let's take a listen.
Uh-oh.
Featuring Kurt Cobain. Yeah.
When you touch me, then you touch me, there. You give me that stare, me like you. You wanna go up, you wanna go down, but I can go down, me like you. Me like you, me like you, me like you. Met a girl in Miami. She can barely understand me. I don't think she got a job, but she do it. I'ma let her meet the family. Yeah, she ain't looking for love.
Trevor Jackson, Kurt Cobain's Me Likey.
I might have to go listen to that on the way back. Yeah. That thing, yeah.
I be in the gym. That will keep me on a treadmill for an extra, like, 20 minutes.
No, that joint was, like, you could just tell. Like, if you're that, come on in the club, bro.
Done.
We going off.
Done.
We going, and then you know the chick's going off, so we going off.
Well, Jay, thank you for coming in.
Oh, man, it was a pleasure, man.
Young and Reckless is going to be out August 31st.
Yes, sir, August 31st.
JayOrtizLive.com. Also, make sure you shout out your boy. Happy birthday for the Virgo Nation.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You already know, man. And follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at GermRacer. That's at JermRacer. You can keep up with me on JayOrtizLive.com. Everything from the mixtape, the pictures. You actually going to me and you going to see the pictures of me and Jesse up there. You know what I'm saying? So
make sure you go there, head over there, and check that out.
Check it out.
Make sure you guys hit us up at blackhollywoodlive.com and our sister network, AfterBuzz TV, too. Why not, right? Hey, and then you guys can tweet me also at DJ Jesse J. Until next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.